There's nothing scary about the woods. Sorry, guys. Or should I say kids? I get it. You all saw the Blair Witch Project or read some shitty creepypasta BS online. And suddenly, some of the most beautiful places in the world are havens for zombies and demons or whatever garbage is lining the pockets of these riders these days. But guess what? It's all your imagination. Look, I remember being a kid. My mind would go all over the place. Ghosts, goblins, aliens, blah, blah, blah. You know what happened, though? I hit 13. Saw the real world. Here's why I'm so irritated about all this. Ooh, I'm so scared to go into the woods now, bullshit. I live near a skate park. There are quite a few local businesses that used to thrive because of the high number of hikers, picnickers, and day trippers during the spring, summer, and fall. But over the last couple of years, perfectly coinciding with those idiots trying to one-up each other to cry about how scared they are, these businesses have lost a ton of money. Yes, I own one of them too, an ice cream stand. I could see the trend starting too. Pasty white, black-clad preteens on vacation with their parents would whine about being too frightened to go on a mile-long hike along a beautiful, pristine trail just because there were a few spooky-looking trees around, all the while shoveling ice cream into their soft faces. I thought back to what my father would have done if I complained about being too much of a baby to walk around outside for an afternoon. The only ice cream he would have bought me would have been the one for my black eye. So I lost money because of this shit. My buddies lost money too. Spouses divorced each other, kids ended up not going to the colleges they wanted to, and the local economy, aside from the revenue from the skiers in the winter, went to hell. And it's all because of those little assholes who think fragile bleeding and cowering in fear is more desirable than strength and resiliency. I truly weep for the future. My ice cream stand is supposed to reopen on March 1st. Already, though, I can tell that's going to be a brutal season. The pervasiveness of the stories online about creepy things in the woods and OMG, I can't believe what I found in my dairy while I was hiking has grown and grown. When I look through the comments on those ridiculous websites that showcase this trash, I see adults saying how terrified they are to even go into their backyards because they think some skinny guy in a suit or a troll monster is gonna possess them or something. Never once have the authors of this garbage thought about how their recklessness is destroying small businesses. Before my wife died, I was able to look out from my back porch and see families hiking through the woods, kids skipping stones in the ponds, and dads teaching their sons and daughters how to safely build a fire using sticks. Now, it's just the timeless woods and a devastated economy. The child is dope succeeding in scaring themselves away from nature, and they screwed up the livelihoods of real people in the process. Thankfully, every now and again a family will walk by the house, and do the things I used to see before all of that I'm too scared horseshit started. The other day, for the first time in nearly 3 years, a young couple braved the melting snow and mud and then set up a tent right on the outskirts of my property. Do you know how happy it made me to finally see some people who weren't afraid of haunted woods or ghosts? I must have stayed in that tent until the sun came up, enjoying their warmth. Young meat. The woman died instantly, but her husband or boyfriend remained alive for hours. The only benefit of such a low population of hikers nowadays is that not a single person heard him screaming as he watched me eat the most tender morsels of his partner before I unleashed my appetite on him too. Another bonus, they were in a tent. I just had to wrap it all around and drag him back into the house. No fuss, no muss. After all my complaining, I have to admit, finding two people who were brave enough to go out in the woods helped me feel a little better. It showed me that they don't follow trends and did their own thing, just like in the old days. It doesn't entirely make up for the lost wages and the harm to the local economy, but it's still something. The knowledge, plus a freezer full of meat that'll last me through the spring, helps warm my cynical heart.